Welcome. In this advanced vocals lesson, you're going to rebuild a classic rave piano hit in Ableton Live 12 with a dark, 90s drum and bass vibe, but with a twist. The main body of the hit will come from a processed vocal one-shot, layered with a synthetic piano top, a sub thump and a tight click. Everything uses Live 12 stock devices and practical routing, so you can reproduce and adapt this patch immediately. First, what you'll build. You'll make a layered piano hit in an instrument rack that's playable chromatically. The layers are a vocal-derived body turned into a tonal sampler, a synthetic piano top made in wavitable or operator, a sub/low thump layer, and a short click or transient layer. You'll also build an audio effects rack and sends that give saturation and grit, a tight-gated dark reverb, subtle delay and chorus movement, and bus compression for glue. Finally, you'll map macros for tune, decay, grit, reverb wet/darkness and stereo width so the patch is performance ready. Now let's walk through the process step by step. Prep. Choose and trim your vocal material. Pick a short vocal stab, a vowel, an exhale, or a consonant transient works well. Keep it mono if possible and duplicate it to a new audio track. Clean it with EQ8, high pass around 50 to 80 Hz to remove rumble and narrow cut any harsh sibilance around 5 to 8 kHz if needed. Shorten it to a tight one shot and use small clip fades to eliminate clicks. Drag the trimmed audio into sampler, or simpler set to classic mode if you prefer, and set it to one shot or map it across the keyboard over 2 to 4 octaves depending on your desired range. Design the vocal derived body. In sampler, use transpose to tune the sample, so a central key corresponds to middle C. For that darker 90s tone, try pitching down between 0 and 12 semitones for the overall tempo-locked feel, and use fine-tuning for subtle shifts. Set the amplitude envelope to near zero attack, decay around 120 to 350 milliseconds, low sustain and release around 120 to 350 milliseconds to get a piano-like ring. Use sampler's LP24 filter with cutoff between 1.2 and 2.5 kHz and small resonance. Map velocity to filter amount so harder hits open the filter more. After sampler, add a frequency shifter with a small shift of +/5 to 25 Hz to alter form and color and add metallicness. If you want a more harmonic, synthetic body, you can optionally experiment with a parallel vocoder chain later. Build the synthetic piano top. Create a wavitable or operator patch on a new MIDI track. Use a clean sine or narrow saw for the main usk, with a second attuned saw or pulse at low level for presence. Use a low-pass filter, with a short attack on the filter envelope to simulate hammer attack. Set synth envelope attack between 1 and 7 ms, decay 100 to 200 ms, sustain at 0 and release 150 to 300 ms. Add light FM or table modulation for bell-like harmonics. Keep polyphony low, 4 to 6 voices. For extra bite, add a tiny grain delay with very short times, a small spray and a slight pitch shift. Set dry/wet very low so it only scatters high frequencies. Create the sub and the click. For the sub, use operator or assign sample map to the same key range, but restricted to low notes. Give it a short pitch or amplitude envelope. Zero attack, 100 to 200 ms decay, no sustain, a quick thump. For the click layer, use a high-pass transient sample or short noise burst in sampler. High-pass the click between 1 and 2 kHz, run it through a saturator with 1 to 3 dB drive and keep its decay very short, 40 to 80 ms, so it pierces the transient. Assemble the instrument rack. Group the sampler vocal body, wavitable top, sub and click into an instrument rack and make sure all chains are triggered across the same key range. Balance starting levels with the vocal body around -3 to -6 dB, top around -0 to -3 dB, sub -6 to -10 dB and click slightly up relative to the body. Map macros to the most important controls. Macro 1 for tune, map chorus transpose of sampler and wavitable. Macro 2 for decay, map decay on sampler and synth envelopes and sub. Macro 3 for grit, map saturator drive and redux. Macro 4 for reverb, wet. Macro 5 for width, utility width plus chorus amount, and macro 6 for filter cutoff to shape timbre quickly. Build an effects chain for character and 90s darkness. On the hit bus or inside the rack, place a gentle EQ8 dip around 300 to 600 Hz if the sound is boxy, or a slight boost 200 to 350 Hz if you want additional 90s warmth. Add a saturator set to analog clip or soft sine with 2 to 6 dB of drive, followed by glue compressor with a slow attack of 10 to 30 ms. Release on auto and just 2 to 4 dB of gain reduction to glue layers. For reverb, use hybrid reverb on a return. Keep pre-delay short, 10 to 20 ms. decay between 0.6 and 1.2 seconds and damp the high end to darken the tail. Filter the reverb so the bright air above about 5 to 6 kHz is reduced. After hybrid reverb, insert a gate on the return and set the threshold so the tail is chopped quickly. This gives you that rhythmic, tight-gated dark reverb common to 90s edits. Optionally, sidechain the gate to the hit basso tail's duck precisely with each hit. Add a reverse pre-hit swell for authenticity. Duplicate the vocal sample to an audio track. Reverse it. Add generous hybrid reverb with very wet settings and then clip the end so it swells into but does not overlap the hit transient. This creates the classic reverse reverb entrance used in many 90s stabs. For movement, add echo or light grain delay on a return with short, tempo-friendly delay times of 40 to 120 ms, low feedback and low wet levels, plus a small chorus slash ensemble for subtle stereo motion. Use redux sparingly at the end of the chain for low fi grit. Try bit depth around 10 to 12 bits, but keep down sampling off or set high so it's musical rather than brittle. Finish with an EQ8 low pass around 10 to 12 kHz to darken the top and a slight mid boost between 200 and 500 hz if you want that classic DNB mid shape. Context and mixing. Route the hit to a hit boss and consider sidechain compression keyed from kick or snare so the hit ducks as needed. Keep sub-layers mono using utility and place the vocal body slightly off-center, maybe 10 to 20% left or right, to widen the top without sacrificing low-end focus. Automate macro decay and reverb wet to create short and long variants. For a DJ rap edit feel, build a staccato variant and a sustained gated reverb variant. If you want an optional vocoder harmonic body, set your processed vocal as the vocoder modulator on an audio track. Use a rich wave eatable or operator as the carrier. Route it into vocoder, set bands between 16 and 32 and keep attack short. Sculpt intelligibility with EQ8. A gentle boost around 1 to 3 kHz can help foul clarity. Blend the vocoded chain in parallel, so the original sampler body remains audible. Final polish and performance setup. On the hit bus, use a multiband dynamics or additional compression to control energy, and a limiter if peaks exceed headroom. Create multiple variations, short, medium and long, and map them into a drum rack or sampler zones for quick DJ-style recalls. Freeze and resample heavy chains if CPU becomes an issue. Be aware of common mistakes. Don't let the decay run too long or you'll muddy fast DNB arrangements. Don't overbrighten reverb tails. Filtering the reverb is essential for that dark 90s tone. Preserve transients by layering a clear click. Without it, the hit will lose presence in club systems. When pitching vocals, be careful of formant artifacts. Either preserve formants or use multi-sampled pitched layers. Use redux sparingly and never widen your sub. A few pro tips. Map a single macro to multiple parameters, decay, reverb wet and saturation, so you can morph quickly between clean and aggressive variants on the fly. Use parallel chains, one dry and one heavily processed, and crossfade between them with a macro. If you lack a transient shaper, emulate it by layering a click and sidechaining the body briefly. Create velocity layers or chain selector ranges for expressive dynamics. Always check your hit on club-style headphones or speakers and resample heavy chains to free CPU for live use. Mini practice exercise. Load a 1 to 2 second vocal vowel, map it across two octaves in sampler and build the three layers. Vocal body in sampler, wave eatable top and an operator sub. Put them in an instrument rack and create a gated reverb return with hybrid reverb followed by a gate and save it as a preset. Map three macros, decay, grit and reverb wet, and automate a 16-bar section where bars 1 to 4 are clean and short, and bars 5 to 8 switch to medium decay, higher grit and medium reverb for the DJ edit dark variant. Export the hit as one-shot samples at different root notes for future use. To recap, you turned a vocal stab into a playable piano hit using sampler, layered it with wave eatable and operator for top and sub, kept envelopes tight, added gated dark, reverb and a reverse pre-hit for 90s flavor, glued the sound with saturation and bus compression and exposed macros for performance. Save instrument rack presets with clear naming and root note info and consider resampling for live sets. Final coach notes. Design the patch with performance in mind. Clear roles for each layer. Multi-sampled pitched versions for realistic vocal behavior and heavy use of macros and parallel chains so you can morph instantly between variants. If you pitch the vocal widely, consider creating several pitched audio versions and mapping them as multi-samples to preserve formants. Keep polyphony and oversampling low for CPU sanity, and always test the hit in a full mix so it punches through the kick and snare. That's it. You now have a roadmap to rebuild a DJ rap style rave piano hit in Ableton Live 12 with dark 90s character. Save your presets, label them with root notes and tempo, and experiment with the macros to create your own signature edits.